Now, what is contained in this lesson is not very intricate. I feel that it is necessary for us all, though perhaps we may not be naturally inclined to go into a deep study of physiology or biology or any of the sciences relating to the body, it is necessary for us to know the principal phases of what seems to be the natural activity of our own bodies. Now, you have seen how the blood starts on its journey, rich and life-giving, full of life-preserving properties. When it returns, the foul stream is distributed among the many millions of tiny air cells in the lungs. A breath of air is inhaled, and oxygen in the air comes into contact with the impure blood through the thin walls of the hair-like blood vessels of the lungs, which walls are thick enough to hold the blood, but thin enough to permit the oxygen to penetrate them. Coming into contact with the blood, the oxygen forms a sort of combustion, and the blood takes up oxygen and releases carbonic acid gas generated from the waste products and poisonous matter which has been gathered up by the blood from all parts of the system. Then the process takes place again. The purified and oxygenated blood is carried back to the heart, rich, red, and pure. In a single day, 35,000 pints, just think of this figure, 35,000 pints of blood traverses the capillaries of the lungs, the blood corpuscles passing in single file and being exposed to the oxygen of the air on both sides of their surface. You see, therefore, from this very brief description of what takes place in regard to the blood alone, what a tragedy it is if we do not breathe properly. But 49 men out of 50 do not breathe correctly. But they are actually ignorant of the correct method of breathing, and that is a tragedy. Now, our scientific breathings, as taught in mental physics, give us the unfailing method, so that there is no excuse for you or for me who know how to breathe. We're learning the way. Truly, breath is life. Breath is life. And the more you as a student are able to study matters pertaining to the beautiful machine that you operate day by day, the more rapid will your progress be towards the grand illumination. Now, my beloved, we are, you see, learning the way to build life conditions. Now, when you have learned all about your own body, you will be more impressed with the wonder of wonders that you behold. But what will strike you most forcibly, I am sure, is that all this work in your wonderful body goes on for the most part primarily in the subconscious. That is, you are unconscious of it. Now, as I speak, get this idea. All this work goes on primarily in the subconscious, and you are unconscious of it. You do not know what is taking place. Now, we are starting out to so know our own bodies that we will mold it nearer to the heart's desire, and we shall build perfect temples of the living God. Yet we do mold it all the time, whether we know it or not. We shall see later on in our lessons, however, how most of us subvert the stream of life and build negative conditions instead of going with the stream and building positive conditions, which mean health and beauty, strength and power, and so on. Let us rejoice. Rejoice as I now speak to you. Rejoice that we are already building into ourselves positive conditions, which will oust or throw out from our consciousness the negative which makes for disease, decay, and death. Now in your meditations, you have already started the work of destroying the negative and building the positive. Let us continue this grand work and veritably build a temple for the living God. Now, my beloved, I know that many people, because of different philosophical and religious ideas and beliefs, find it difficult to change their thinking. This is not criticism. We're all alike. What is called a human being is really a bundle of habits. To change our lifelong habits is by no means an easy matter, though we may see perfectly clearly, intellectually, that we should change our habits. It is, I repeat, an extremely difficult thing. As a matter of fact, we cannot do so unless we so impress and quicken and control our subconscious powers. This is not easy even to explain, but in our meditations we have the secret. Therefore, my beloved, I pray of you, no matter what you may think, no matter how highfalutin you may think your teacher to be, follow instructions. That is the way to complete spiritual success. Now let us for a moment look into our true nature, your true nature, my true nature, and see how we are deceived, and how we have been deceived all our lives. Now you have learned that you are the abstract principle of embodiment. You also found that you stand to the universe as a center stands to its circle. Now let us consider that from another point of view. Now the universe is a part of what? Well, you may say that the universe as a whole is a part of God. But the universe is a unit comprised of many, many parts. You cannot think of two universes. If I am one thing, the universe another, then there would be I and the universe. And it would not any longer be a universe, but a multiverse. I am by this means led to know that without me, the universe is no longer a universe. It must therefore depend upon me for its existence. Not only I, but every other I can make the same claim truthfully. In a word, I, the creative spirit, am the creator of the universe. Now, my beloved, I do hope that this will so flow into your mind that you will instantaneously absorb it as truth. If any doubt remains in the mind after thinking of this stupendous truth, it may be removed by further consideration and meditation. Now just think again. The external world that we see about us does not exist for us externally, but internally. Take a box as an example. Now give me your attention. You say that you see a box. What you actually see is a square form and a certain color. You do not see the box as it is. If you were to see the box as it is, you would have to see all the forests in the universe. You would have to know all about its essential construction It's constant changing and so on and so on. But you do not see the box as it is, but as the sight reflects it from the eye to the mind. And there is no evidence, of course, to prove that any two human beings, say you and I, see the same thing in precisely the same way. What actually takes place is that the color, which is the form of a square, is vibration which impinges on the eye and causes there a sensation of color and form which passes along the nerves to the seat of vision in the brain. And so I say, I see the box. Where do I see it? I see it within me. Now, if you can see this simple illustration, then you've learned something. Because you then can see that this is true of all that we see. This is true of all that we see. We look out upon anything as we think, but we're not looking out at all. The thing is not out from us, it is within us. And this is true of all that we see. I close my eyes and shut off the millions of vibrations that enter my eyes from the outside, that which I call the universe. And so, my beloved, we are increasingly to learn that we are deluded by the senses as to the real nature of life. Our reason is deluded by the senses. Just as we find that we are deluded by the appearance of the universe outside us, so we are deluded by the appearance of death, decay, senility, old age, failure, and all the negatives of what we call life, which of course are contrary to what we call God. Death is not something that comes from without, but from within. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory, no idea of negation of whatsoever kind, no idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory but that which is in unison with all good and my own very highest conception of truth. My beloved, how wonderfully, gloriously true that is. Now this week, then, you should add to your meditations. Let us have our eyes closed. Let us have our hearts open. Death is not a principle in nature. I am life. I am the creative spirit, radiant, beautiful, strong, glorious, animate, energy, force, life, eternal life. My beloved, as we are about to conclude this lesson number 10 together, let us feel that we are still. We have learned the way to be still. We have learned the way to be peaceful. We have learned the way to be happy. Thus we get the habit of listening within. Do it tonight when you meditate. Do not strain. Success depends upon absolute resolution to relaxation. Be resolute in your feeling to relax entirely. Relaxing your mind as you relax your body. My beloved, may you this week have a week of absolute bliss. Be happy, give thanks. Whatever you find your hand has to do, do it with all your heart. If you hear or see anything of a negative nature, instantaneously block it from your mind. Thou shalt not pass. Later, you are to learn that in your very physical body, there is what is called the crucifixion center. Then let us crucify all negation of whatever kind before it can enter into us. I have been very happy with you. I shall be with you. Do not let the glorious feeling that we have had together depart from us. Peace be unto you forevermore.